Hello again. My name's Tony the Tiger, and I am an alcoholic. Thank you. When I got to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I had crossed every line that I had drawn for myself about drinking. Just like the preamble reads, no drinking at work, all those good things in the morning. The morning one, I never thought I'd break, but I even got to that one. So I knew I belonged here. You know, and growing up, I'd heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I didn't really understand what it was. And it's funny because I brought my two boys here with me today, and while we were sitting here, I explained to them what the 3 and the 10 was on the boards, and one of my sons said, well, you'd think after 5 years you could quit coming. You know, you'd be all fixed up, and you're done. And I felt the same way. I thought I was going to show up here. You know, I was going to listen to you folks because, you know, I had to be there. The court said you need to go, so I went. And I thought, well, I'm going to go there for a couple of weeks, and I'll get fixed up. You know, I'll fool the people I need to fool and get back to my drinking. And that's just not the way it worked out. I began to really, really enjoy the program. When I first got there, it wasn't easy. And I felt like I was all by myself. I woke up every day alone, and I went to bed that way, and I didn't know what was going to happen the next day, or I didn't know what was going to come that day. But I'd go to this, I found this morning meeting, and I started going to it religiously, because, well, it got me out of the house, quite frankly. Otherwise, I'd have just stayed home, and I would have started drinking, and I knew I had to quit at some part, but I wasn't quite sure I could. And when I showed up to that room, boy, I'll tell you, everybody was happy and laughing and hugging and talking about how the kids and, you know, how'd that thing go. And I thought, I am never going to be a part of this group. You know, I will never fit in with these people because they're just too happy. They seem to all have their lives together. And I was a mess. You know, I never fit into anything before. And I knew this was going to be another one of those I just didn't fit into. So I went there and introduced myself as a newcomer for as long as I had to. And it was a long time because I didn't think I could quit. I thought I had it worse than all of you. You know, I was different. You know, I just couldn't quit. And so after a while, I was just tired of introducing myself as a newcomer, and I even started saying, I even took a, 30-day token, and hell, I'm fine. You know, how are you? I'm great. You know, and that's how I was for a while. And people would always tell me, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of meetings. And I never really understood what they meant, you know, because I really didn't have time for a lot of meetings. I had to get to this meeting and get back to my drinking. I mean, I had no intentions of doing meetings all day, you know, 3 meetings a day. I wasn't going to do that. I had no desire to do that. But in this meeting, there were these guys, and these guys did everything together, you know. And every day they'd ask me, come with us, you know, we're going to go to the bay, you know, we're going to go for a hike, you know, we're going to go do this, we're going to do that. And I, no, I got to go, I'm busy. One day I was just, I was in such pain, and I didn't want to go home, because I knew what was waiting for me at home. It was just nothing. And so I went with them. They were going sailing. And I thought, you know, I always wanted to go sailing. I've always wanted to do that. But when I was drinking, I couldn't do anything, because I was tied to this alcohol that I couldn't get very far from the house from. It wouldn't allow it. Because if I got out there and I got into the condition I knew I was gonna, I would be in big trouble. So I would stay home. So this day I said, you know what, I'm gonna go with these guys. Jesus, you know, they bought it. I gotta convince them that I'm sober. I'll go with you, you know. So I went out. So we go out on this, we show up, you know, and I'm the new, I was very, you know, I didn't have a lot to say because I'm the new guy, and, you know, these guys are yelling at each other, and they're, you know, get the boat, you know, this boat, I'll tell you, it looked like something from Gilligan's Island. And I wasn't sure I should get on this boat. But anyway, and I thought, well, these guys know what they're doing. You know, one guy's keys are falling in the water, and the boat's drifting over there, and I'm thinking, gee, you know, drink it or not, I don't know if we're going to be all right, you know. Anyway, we get on this boat, and, you know, we're heading out, and one guy's saying, do this, do that, and the other guy, you know, hey, I just sat back, and I thought, you know, I hope these guys can get me back to shore. But it's funny now, but I was really miserable, and I was in a lot of pain. And I just, you know, so much of the day, I remember thinking, what am I doing here? You know, I was just so, my, you know, I just couldn't relax for a moment. You know, I mean, what am I going to do? I remember saying to my sponsor 100 times a day, what am I going to do? You know, just what am I going to do? You know, and they'd always tell me, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, you know. God has a plan. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. That's all they kept telling me. I was so tired of hearing that, but that's what they kept telling me. And, you know, it was a beautiful day. And one of my friends brought his two sons with me. And I thought, what am I doing out here on a boat without my boys, you know? And I was in no condition to be with my kids at the time. You know, and in that day, you know, there was moments, just moments. You know, somebody would say something or we'd talk about something. For a moment, I forgot about drinking, just for a moment. And that was the thing, you know, that was, it wedged itself inside me that I think I might be able to do this. I might be able to get sober. I couldn't imagine being happy without alcohol. And I was that day. You know, there was a few moments. It wasn't the greatest day, but there was a few moments where I laughed, and I wasn't thinking about drinking. So on the way in, you know, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. It was about 80 degrees, and I remember coming in, and it was really glassy, and me and the two boys were sitting at the front of the boat, and we were going over the swells, and the water was hitting our feet, and I'll tell you, I was convinced that day there is a higher power, because I felt it. And I went home that day, and I remember my sponsor, he took me home. He said, you go inside and you read. Don't go back out. You know, read the big book and go to sleep, you know. Go back to the meeting the next day. And I thought, I can do this. I can do this. You know, I hadn't had a sober day before. And, I remember being in that house all alone, and I remember looking at the clock, and it was about 7:30, and I thought, you know, if I could just make it till 7:45, you know, I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't focus on anything. If I could just make it to 8, then at 8, you know, 8:15, can I get to 8:30? I'm going to go lay down now. I'm going to read for a few minutes, because they assured me, you read this book, you'll be asleep. And the boy, and I'll tell you, they weren't kidding. But I got to sleep, and I'll tell you, that I woke up the next day and I felt like a million bucks. And you know, they say you want self-esteem, you have to do esteemable acts. That was my first esteemable act, was just not to drink. It wasn't not to hurt anybody or be honest. It was just not to hurt myself. And that was enough. I felt really good about that. And I really didn't want to drink anymore, but I didn't know if I could. So I kept going back to that meeting. I kept hanging out with those guys. I started doing 2 or 3 meetings a day. And I stuck by them like a lost puppy. And they took me in. You know, did you see that sign with the footsteps? They carried me. And I'll never forget that. Those days meant more to me. You know, when I think about drinking or I have a tough time, I think about those days. Those get me through to tomorrow. And now it's a completely different story in my life. When I talk to people, I actually listen to them sometimes. Not all the time, but I'm working on it. You know, just, I was going to tell another story, but I'm going to tell a new one. Just before we came here, one of my sons, I don't know what got into him, but he wanted to wrestle. And his kid took me to the ground and threw out my back and hurt my ear. And I wanted to, you know, boy, what did I wanted to do? But I didn't say a thing. I got up, and I walked to my bedroom, and I thought, you know, just let it go, you know. And that's the way it goes now. I try to control myself before I speak. You know, the other one day at the gym, some guy messed up my resume. I ran my business like this, I'd be in the poorhouse. I mean, I gave him the whole nine yards, and the girl said something. I told her to keep her mouth closed. I mean, And that's the kind of relationships I had in my life. I just didn't care about anybody. And I left, I walked away, and I thought, who am I to speak to anybody that way? You know, and I turned back around, I went up to the guy, and I said, you know, I am really sorry for that. You know, and I told the woman next to him, I said, and I really apologize to you. I have no right to speak to you this way. So I can go to that place now, and I don't have to sneak in and hide like I used to, because that's the way I did things. You know, I burned all my bridges, and nobody wanted to see me coming. And now it's okay. So, you know, in closing, I want to thank all of you for always being here. This was a big part of my sobriety. This is where I came on Saturday nights, because that's where I drank. I drank on Saturday nights and every other night. So this is where I spent my Saturday nights. And I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank my higher power for giving me the strength to get here. And like I said, not giving me my life back, but just to give me my life. Thank you.